Good morning and welcome to the MacCorp Weekly Podcast. And this is for week ending Friday, the 2nd of October 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. This is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Okay, for the second week running, we are in the negative on the weekly stats. And we'll start with the number of ASX resource companies that traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher, and it was 601. That's down from 605 last week. Of the 601 ASX resource stocks that traded this week, there were 204 with gains. That's up slightly from 179 last week. There's 77 with no gains. That's down from 84 last week. And there's 321 with a loss. That's down slightly from 342 last week. So even though it's improved from last week, it's still a huge negative, especially when the losses are well in excess of 300 for the week. Let's look at the volume. The volume is also down from last week. It's down to 8.94 billion, and that's down from 9.75 billion last week. Therefore, the average volume is also down to 14.88 million this week, down from 16.13 million last week. For the second week running, we are in a negative or a loss as far as the average, and it's a minus 0.84% average this week, and that's improved slightly from an average minus 1.29% last week. Let's look at the good news for this week, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And they are, at number one we have Piedmont Lithium Limited, ASX code PLL, and it had a weekly gain of 126.67% this week. At number two we have Enova Mining Limited, ASX code ENV, and it had a percentage gain of 47.06% for the week. And number three, equal number three, are Rarex Limited, ASX code REE, and also American Rare Earths Limited, ASX code ARR. They both had a gain of 43.75% for the week. And rounding off at number five is INE Limited, ASX code INR, and it had a percentage gain of 42.86% this week. So some great gains and positive activity there with the top five. Let's move on and talk about the commodities for this week. The best performing commodities for this week were rare earths, which had a great couple of days and also a huge week. Gold, lithium, copper, iron ore, and HPA alumina kaolin all performing well this week, either on across the week or on multiple days during the week. Looking at the highest traded stock for this week, and it was MRG Metals Limited, ASX code MRQ, and 35.95% of the company was traded this week. Looking at project locations, there were three good project locations that did well this week, including Lachlan Fold Belt, which is predominantly in New South Wales, but also Queensland and Victoria, all located in Australia, but also two project locations in Western Australia being Pilbara and Patterson's Province, also performing well this week as project locations. Let's look at the spend of the last 12 months of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And on average, they spend 53.33% of money available on staff admin. That's up slightly from 51.25% average last week. Therefore, close to 47% on average has been spent on projects. We definitely like that around the 40%, so definitely need to ask questions to the board where they're spending more money on staff admin, and on a rare occasion there are legitimate reasons as to why that might be. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics for this week. And there were 152 ASX resource stocks that traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher. There are 152 that use an ERP software solution, and that's the same number as last week. Of the top, looking at the average percentage gain loss, and for the second week running, it's at a loss. The average is minus 0.64% average loss, and that's improved from a minus 2.65% last week. So I'll step in the right direction, but still a negative average there. Volume is down slightly this week to 2.16 billion, and it's down from 2.5 billion last week. And looking at the spend of the top 20 best performing ASX resource companies that use an ERP software solution, for the first time since I can remember, the average spend on staff admin is higher than the general average. Remembering the general average was 53.33% spent on staff admin over the last 12 months. With ERP, it's 56.13% average over the last 12 months, leaving close to 44% spent on projects. So that's definitely too high as well for the ERP statistics. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks that traded today, only one of them are using an ERP software solution. All right, let's look at the best performing ASX resource stock for this week, which was Piedmont Lithium, ASX code PLL, and we'll start with their projects. They have projects predominantly with lithium located in the United States, and it's in an advanced project stage, and they also have a project in exploration in the States as well. Looking at the spend over the last 12 months, $3.79 million has been spent on projects and $2.98 million spent on staff admin. That equates to money available over the last 12 months, 43.97% spent on staff admin, leaving just over 56% spent on projects. So that's definitely in the right direction of spending money. Looking at money in the bank, this is excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. They have just under $19 million in the bank. Their market cap closed at just over $392 million this week. Their total shares on issue is just over $1.15 billion. As far as their share price performance in 2020, it closed at 34 cents yesterday, and it started 2020 at 11.7 cents. So that's close to 300% gain for shareholders. Looking at the top 20 shareholders, as far as percentage ownership, they owned in excess of 44% of the company. So the top 20, including directors, own in excess of 44% of the company. That now concludes the overview. The best performing ASX resource stock for this week being Piedmont Lithium Limited, ASX code PLL. And congrats to all holders of PLL. Some great gains and positive activity this week. That now concludes our MacCorp Weekly podcast. Thank you again for listening. And if there's any thing you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email Steve at macorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening, and enjoy your day and your weekend. Goodbye.